North Denver Avenue in Portland. This in-store performance by One Word for His Alive Spring Tour will be followed by several sets from local hip-hop support, Lisa Vasquez, Burt Sienna, Valvoline, and Northern Draw. This is an all-ages show, again, all ages. That's One Word's Alive Tour at Specs Records, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland on Thursday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you, KBOO members, for supporting this great station, and you can apply today to join our board of directors to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to great use. The role played by our KBOO board of directors is essential. It's a great way to become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all our members. There is a time commitment of about 15 hours a month, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm and fill out an application, or stop by the station to pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is April 16, 2018. We need folks who love KBOO and are committed to our community values. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread yourself.
Yes, sir. We made it back.
We back. Calculated Conversation. KBOO. 90.7 FM.
On your FM dial.
Right. I'm your host, David Jefferson, and I got my good guy, Ken Jones.
Ken Jones. That is me.
Always dropping the jewels.
How you been, brother? How your week been?
Always dropping the jewels like a clumsy burglar.
Ooh.
Hey.
This guy, rapper.
Nah, it's been good, man. Energy's been pretty well. Staying focused. Keeping the people excited about the book and just making progression and like really breaking down getting my words right and getting my writing right, and man, it's a wonderful feeling.
So are you at the editing point in the book?
But I'm pretty close to it. I think at this point I'm just kind of refining everything right now.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I go over all the chapters and that I can add some stuff, what I mean? Like, so it's pretty cool, man.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope.
I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, my week been cool. It's spring break. I'm kid free for a week.
Oh, damn.
Man, and I ain't doing nothing but watching my Netflix queue, reading a couple of little books that I've been putting off, and eating popcorn for dinner. I ain't got to cook, bro. I'm excited. I'm elated at that idea.
That's the life, man. Hey. That dang does sound like Al Bundy.
Real.
Man, we got a pretty cool show ahead of us today.
Yes, sir.
We had a special request that, we have some discussion on relationships and and the effect that social media has on that. Mm. We don't necessarily want to just stick with the intimate, significant other type of relationship. We want to make sure that it translate to any type of connection between you and another person. I mean, it could be a family member, a child, a sibling. It could be a boss. It could be a stranger. Because heck, I just seen a lot of people break down relationships before it even got in them. Didn't even know each other online. Arguing, don't even know each other yet. I ain't even met you yet. How are we arguing? Can we meet somewhere and then I can tag you later?
Right.
Like, for real. But I don't know, man. What you think? What you got any
You know, it's interesting thinking about the idea of relationships, and like you said, just in the broad sense, not just intimate relationships. And social media, again, as I've said on the other episodes, I've been on the break for like 2 months now, a little over 2 months. And one of the things that I thought, you know, I think about is, you know, you most of the time you're online, you kind of have your like online little circle, right. Especially if you're on there cracking jokes and being having fun online. Right. And then you have this network of people, you know, and what the book is up to like 5,000 friends. You can have millions of friends on the gram.
Right.
Your Snap can be crazy. What's interesting, though, is I think that there's a lot of us that get caught up in thinking that these are friends,
right?
Like actual friends.
Right.
And this relationship extends outside of that.
Right.
And there's never been any, you know, connection. I'm not saying that there are not relationships that are built and that blossom and turn into stuff offline.
Right.
But something that I recognize is I, you know, deactivated, took all the apps off my phone, and the reach outs, I haven't got a, hey, is everything good? Not that anything's bad, I just need
right,
a break.
Right.
But there was none of that. I've got a lot of, I thought you blocked me.
Right.
that's legit where everybody goes. That's what I get. And then I think about, again, some of the people in which, you know, keeping up with on timelines and stuff and going back and forth, catching up with, but outside of that, there's nothing.
Right.
And I think that was a cool, you know, reminder of what it really is. And right. when you detach, what's really being taken with you. But when you're involved, how caught up in it you can really get and right. starting to understand that your curated reality is actual reality.
Right.
And that's where a lot of these things continuously, misunderstandings continuously happen in these online atmospheres.
Right.
So that's my small take on that.
It's a tricky conversation, man. I mean, because there's so many ways to look at it, mm-hmm. you know. But I think the part that, you know, the supporter, the calculated conversation fan was asking about was, I think the insecurity aspect of also. I mean, mm-hmm. again, it crossed so many, you know, so many different waters. I think. I mean, it's a huge. You know, it's a huge ordeal, but there's so many ways to look at it. And one way was the insecurity aspect of it. And
do you think that the online helps to make that blare even more than?
I don't know, man. I feel like it just exposes what's weak.
Right.
You know. I mean, technically, you know, they say, I mean, who is they? I say this. I'm the one to say this. I mean, people only do as much as they can get away with.
Right.
I think, in my opinion, that's just human nature. And that's okay. what I base everything off of. People typically do what they can get away with, what they have access to. Mm-hmm. Without no access, people might not do nothing. You know right. what I'm saying? But, you know, with access, you know, you really have to have a lot of trust. But and she was talking about, you know, about likes and, you know, how people get real, you know, kind of real irritated or real hot about the collar when they significant others liking other pictures and things like that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just tricky. It really just depends on the strength of the relationship, you know. I mean, it really goes back to that trust and that communication and that consideration. I mean, if you don't trust somebody, a like can mean everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you trust them, then you know, hey, that's my man, that's my woman. She would never disrespect me, or right. would never even do anything like that to
right.
frustrate me or be so inconsiderate. So, but in the bigger scheme of things, I mean, with the proper trust and appreciation and respect, I mean, I don't think a like should be that big of a deal.
Right.
You know, I mean, a like is a like. I had a girlfriend that said that to me before, though. You didn't even like my stuff.
Yeah, I've been.
I'm like,
that.
Yeah, I didn't like it because I liked it in person.
Right, I've been through this before.
I liked it in person,
but
I had a big, you know, I had an ex that put me through some stuff like that. It was crazy, man. But you know, I had no idea how important likes was to some people. You know,
right.
I never really thought. I've never really asked a girlfriend about a like before.
Right.
I don't remember ever saying.
Right.
You know, however, I will ask for, you know, and this goes into, you know, the significant other aspect of social media relationships. I mean, I will ask for respect, though.
Right.
I mean, you know, and there's a fine line between when somebody's being insecure or when somebody's just being a little bit disrespectful. You don't have to. You don't have to be insecure to feel like you've been disrespected.
Righteous.
And that's what people don't get. And a lot of times, the guilty party, you know, they bring this stuff on their own with their energy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you have to be considerate. You know, first off, I mean, whether it's Facebook or not, social media or not, like, you have to have a certain level of consideration. Mm-hmm. You know, for your partner. And people fail to realize that when you do get into these unions or these arrangements, you're making a commitment to care about how somebody else feels,
right?
Even if you don't agree,
right?
Even if it does is not normal to you,
yeah,
even if it's new to you, you still signed up for that,
right?
And so, and a lot of people don't realize that, and they jump in these relationships, they don't realize that, oh, I have to care about how somebody else feels. Then it's like, you know, I don't want to care about nobody else. I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to care about me. You know, and so people get in relationships and they still do single things. And I think Facebook and social media, it exposes just how inconsiderate somebody can be.
Yeah.
You know, how disrespectful people can be. But
I think with the mix in that, though, too, is going back to the idea of perception and understanding if this is how your person is and was before you met them. And I get what you're saying as far as toning it down, like, you're not gonna be going and doing any of the extras, but you're engaging and having back and forths,
right?
You know, with the opposite sex. This doesn't mean that I'm sweating them.
No, nope.
They sweating me. But it can be looked at, you know, on the outside. What if that person legit is saying something funny, saying something that actually resonates every time they decide to type, and you happen to come across it, and that's where those things get a little murky.
Right.
I think too, though, like with certain stuff where, you know, you got a thirst trap photo and your dude is liking or your chick liking, I can see where that can get a little iffy.
Right.
I equate that piece of being walking down the street. Is your girl gonna let you point out another chick when you walking down the street with her?
Right.
If she good with that, then she may not be tripping off this like.
Right.
But if you know not to turn your neck, you know not to do a double nothing,
right,
to another female walking by or being in the room, then why would you go online? Because right, that's essentially what that's translating as. That right, that communication online has got its different ways of lining up with our regular everyday communication.
Right.
And that's something people got to take into account.
Yeah. And there's so many different ways to look at it. I just think the main thing is just know who you dating, man.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to know the person that you with. I don't think that means a lot. You know what I mean? I like pictures of people who aren't, you know, physically attractive to me. You know,
right,
I might just like the energy in the picture. Right. I might like the idea
right
of the
picture.
Right,
that's what, you know? I've said that on joints where I didn't like it. I like that in the background. It's not the picture I care about. It's
right,
that dresser dope.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think social media, it exposes, I'm going to stick with that it just exposes weak relationships and it displays strong ones. You know, I don't have no problem personally with, you know, putting my business on social media,
right,
and my relationship. I think that's cool. I don't mind. I mean, if that's my real life, you know, but I kind of prefer to only do that with, you know, when I'm getting closer to this being my fiance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, anything else, I mean, people are finicky. You
right
know what I mean? They change every day. And, you know, before you know it, you done posted two or three people in the last few years and you start looking a little unstable, you know? And so I'm just not a fan of that until I can really gauge the stability of where I'm at,
yeah,
you know? I mean, I know personally, I'm not going to get into a situation at this point to where I'm not willing to be stable, not willing to be considerate, not willing to communicate, not willing to talk, not willing to, you know, break the silence with something uncomfortable,
right,
if it's going to give us, you know, a certain level of awareness and information that we can both grasp onto.
Right.
I think that's super, super important. You know, when you got that, I don't really think social media really even matters.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
nothing's going to break this.
Right.
Not I like.
Right.
When you don't know who you have, you don't know this person, and they keep changing.
That's when it's inconsistent.
And
if
then,
your character's consistent.
Right.
In real life and online. I mean, online at this point, it is real life. Like, I feel there was a point where I used to be like, social media, is it real? Like, there's a lot of it that isn't,
right,
but there's actually a lot of it that is.
Yeah.
And what's the transition that has happened over the last 8 years or so with our access, having it in our pocket at all times.
Right.
We didn't watch people's kids grow up. People don't even got photos of their kids in real life. They, you
right
know what I mean? It's
right
all they gram timeline is it. So it definitely is real life at this point.
Right. It's definitely, you know, it's definitely a big part of reality, I think. And,
yeah,
you know, and people always say that, you can't really judge a person by social media. That's just social media. But yeah. I happen to think that, you know, a lot of times clues. You can't do 100%, but I do believe that you can definitely kind of gauge what somebody think about, what they care about, you know, what frustrates them, what makes them feel good. I mean, because a lot of people can't hold that back,
right?
You know, and back in the day before social media, these thoughts and ideas would never make it viral,
right?
You know, and now, and I don't think people really understand like just how many people you putting in your business, you know, when you post certain things on social media that you're not proud of or that you don't really mean, you know, and especially when it comes to, you know, blasting your partner, man, you know, or disrespecting your relationship. Yeah. Like you looking outside to fix something within, and there's never really no real resolution going through social media. 90% of people, they need something to talk about. You know, that's just another version of Inquirer magazine or some satire's website to watch somebody's relationship go up and then go right back down.
Right.
And then watch them talk bad about each other. You know, how often do you, I mean, I'm a little guilty, but I don't, I mean, as far as looking and reading, like, ooh, they broke up.
Right.
Like, you know, see, and then seeing his post and then seeing her post, like, oh, what's going down?
And again, that right there, you just exposed a piece of it, the entertainment value, for it has no bearing in your real life, but it's a piece of entertainment in the moment. There's things that have popped out that, you know, probably wasted 20 minutes going back and forth and seeing, you know, putting the pieces together. And the problem with that is people are now making their from these 160 characters or whatever,
right,
they're making their judgments off of this. And now you got people you don't even know with these ideas of you that you may come into contact with. They've got this built up.
Right.
Not saying that matters. A lot of people don't care, and that's cool. But for people trying to make sure that they give off a certain energy and put certain things out there to be what speaks for them. Right. You know what I mean? Your reputation precedes you in all situations. And I think that part, people need to hold on to that, especially in the social media realm. Right. I think you got more on that?
Well, first off, if you guys want to call in,
yes,
it's 503-231-8187. Man, we love to hear some input from people out there. We love to get your ideas, your experiences, your point of view, whatever. You know, call in, let us know how you feel and what you think. You know, we just trying to open up some dialogue about this. And, you know, nothing's ever 100%. There's so many variables in these scenarios that, you know, I mean, we want to hear them all. And this is how we, again, how we grow and how we become more aware of what other people feel and what they think when they look at these situations, you know. And so, again, 503-231-8187. But, yeah, I don't know, to end it, you know, to end that situation, I just would say, man, it's like, again, we just have to be conscious, you know. We have to be patient. You know, and, you know, we have to understand, man, like the people that we actually dealing with, because the way people, if we care about somebody, you know, the way they treat us psychologically, like chemically, like screws with our heads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, and now with the invent of social media and the accessibility and the ability to just put that information like out to the world with a click of a button, personal information, I just think it's extremely dangerous, man. Yeah. And I look at my timeline all the time and I'm just thinking like, man, do they not understand the information they're putting out there and that this is not gonna go away? You know what I'm saying? Even if your mind changed, your heart changed,
right,
this is still gonna be here. And, you know, the level of instability that's being displayed here is, you know, enormous.
Detrimental to the future.
And so, like, I get frustrated too, but I make sure I don't go to social media, man.
Right.
You know, like, even in my relationships, they get rough, and, you know, you want to talk to somebody, man, but social media is not the one to talk to.
Right.
I'll make a phone call to two or three people I know that care about me.
Right.
I know that's open-minded, you know, and I know that's not going to even judge the person as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, and we have those conversations, man, and then you get back, you know, rejuvenated, and you keep pushing, you know, and you do what's right.
Right.
You know, and then you don't have to regret. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
You see people making posts and they apologize. I'm like, well, I'm sorry I had to make that post. I didn't mean it. And it was very out of my character and things of that nature. So, you know what I'm saying? So, but again, 503-231-8187. Call in. You got some input. You got any ideas you want to spread. on air. We love to hear from you.
So I think to piggyback off of that that last piece is the idea of mindfulness.
Right.
And that's something that's got to be applied in your day-to-day life. Taking time out to really process your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a situation like that where you upset, I mean, we all get angry. We all feel these same emotions.
Right.
And taking that second to kind of let it run through you and really have a moment, though. And, of course, it's different for everybody. You know, right. Some people want to sit in silence. Some people drive, listen to music, whatever it may be. That's what they do mm-hmm. to help get themselves centered. And the thing about mindfulness is like it's I put it in the context of like your attention. And your attention is what becomes your reality.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why like those posters, bro, that you can stare at for a minute and then after a second, something starts coming up and then now you see that.
Right.
You no longer see all the lines and everything around it.
Right, right.
That's your reality is now what your attention is put to.
Right.
And that idea and that concept taken and used in the right way is crazy beneficial. You know what I mean?
Right.
Taking a moment to walk through a scenario and walk through the scenario with everything you would like to happen.
Right.
Taking the time to, okay, let's just go dealing with relationships, staying in that realm. You got a difficult conversation you got to have with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through that and going best case scenario, because I think we default to how they're going to react and they're going to be mad and it's going to turn into this.
Right.
Now we argue and now and that's what you're seeing. So you're preparing yourself for that.
Right.
That's you're right. Almost putting yourself in defense.
You'll prepare yourself.
Right. And that's how you're jumping in it, as opposed to taking that time to walk this through. Like, this is how,
right.
And if it kind of goes left, I'm going to pull it back.
Right.
And that's being really in that moment, not going all over the place, dealing with that problem right there, mindfulness.
Right.
A thought right quick is that a quote that I had that kind of ran in with that was, everything's created twice, first in the mind, then reality.
Right, right.
And that dropped on me like a nice little bag of bricks. Hey.
Don't skip the mind. All right.
All right, so look like we got one on the line.
Got a caller. This should be exciting. Let's talk about it.
Oh.
Let's break it down.
Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah. Who's this? Who we talking to?
I'm speaking with Sean Reed, man.
Oh, Sean. Sean, what's happening, Sean. Man?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to congratulate you guys, man, for doing a tremendous job so far.
Thank you.
I like the fact that, you know, you got two strong black men, period, though. If you think about it, men, period,
right.
Don't really do that. They don't really talk about issues like this because it's more of a sensitive nature.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, I dig it. I love it. As a matter of fact, you know.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be done in the household.
Right.
That's where it really needs to be done at. You know what I mean? It's cool to do it on the radio. I dig what you guys are doing. But if you could bring that into the living room or at the kitchen table, you know, with the father and son or just with men, period.
Uh-huh.
It could be an uncle. It could be anybody, man. And you could sit down with the younger men. It's developed that conversation like from when they knee high to a grasshopper all the way
right.
on up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That way they're already trained and they think that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the thing, man. But as far as like the subject you guys talking about, man, the social media and the relationship thing,
mm-hmm.
I really feel that I was listening to what you guys said earlier, and I feel that social media kind of amplifies the behavior of a person. What it does is it just magnifies it because, you know, everybody can see
right.
how a person is, you know.
Right.
It's just an exposure. It's like a looking glass, you know.
Right. On display.
So you got to, you're on display. You get to look inside of a person, you know, and see. And a lot of people have no shame.
Right.
They just, I don't even know if they're aware or if they even, or maybe they could be numb.
Yeah, they just don't care, you know. It's like, I mean, we're not taught to care. See, that's the thing about society, man. We've never been taught to care about how we look or how we sound. And so we completely apathetic, you know, of the way we look a lot of times, and not realizing that the way we present ourselves is in a big part responsible for what direction we go in life and what opportunities are extended to us, you know. And a lot of people don't know that. They think it doesn't matter. They think that has nothing to do with it, you know, and they couldn't be more wrong. You know, it's a lot of energy out there and everybody's paying attention, whether you know or not, you know. And so the goal is to try to teach, you know, just to like, you know, I'm not going to say teach, but just try to inspire, you know, people to care and to think and be mindful of these things, because like the more mindful you are, the better chance you have to, you know, sort of almost predict your outcome, you know. You know what you want to do, and you know how you need to say it in order to get it done. You know, those are two things that you know, people need to take in consideration when it's time to have these conversations or time to be in a relationship. I think the problem is a lot of people just don't want to talk about that stuff. You know, it's so much easier to get upset. It's so much easier to say, I don't care. It's so much easier to say, I don't care what nobody think of me or how I look. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
The hard part is really looking at yourself and say, you know what, I actually want to control the way people see me. You know what I mean? And I want them to see me a certain way. It doesn't mean that you're fake. It don't mean you don't go through things. It don't mean that you're perfect. It just mean that, you know, you manage your energy to a point to where you know when and where it's time to let it out. And you understand the consequences of where you're letting it out at. You know what I mean? You understand that.
Yeah.
And so when you understand that, you know, you can strategically, you know, push your energy in the direction you need it to be to the right people, get the right response. Most people that don't like you or don't support you or you know, or are engulfed in negativity, they won't even see it anyway. So it won't even affect them. So they won't get a chance to say, he's just like me. He's angry like me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people are looking for. He's angry too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that make them feel better. But, you know, yeah, Sean, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. Just wanted to, you know, kind of add some sugar onto that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was right on point, though, man. But it's definitely an outlet, you know what I mean? It's definitely the outlet. It's not the outlet for that, me, but it's definitely an outlet.
Right.
That can be used in a positive manner, you know what I'm saying? When it does the thing. We just had to learn how to use it. It was just thrown to it.
Right, right.
It was like, here.
Right.
Here, y'all catch it. And next thing you know, we're doing this with it.
See, I think, too, Sean, to one of the points you was making when you first got going, as far as these type of conversations needing to make it back into the home.
I was thinking of that.
This being this platform, because the reflection when they look at us, we not, you know, crazy old talking, you know, trying to talk to the people. We in the mix. We're a reflection of those people out there. So when they see us and understand that these are the conversations that, as the men that we are, this is where we opening up. We're using this platform to make ourselves vulnerable, so it makes it okay for other, or at least makes it something that other people are able to see and can take that and feel they're comfortable too. If we can do it, if they out here feeling okay with that, then it can't be that bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think. Absolutely. This is helping to build up so that these conversations can be had and opening up these ideas, because I think there's a part of it too that people want to have the conversations but don't necessarily have the ammo. They don't right. know the words. They don't know the concepts. They don't know the ideas behind some of this stuff, and that's where trying to expose that to them help foster
right.
these things happening back in the household.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Righteous.
Right. That's right.
Man. Making it normal.
It definitely needs to be done, you know, and just the fact that, you know, we up here talking as men, you know, and it's a start.
Yes.
You know, on public radio.
Yeah.
You know,
we have
these conversations, you know, with our friends and maybe with our close ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've never seen a platform like this where men can talk about things like this. You know, really, I'm trying to recall. If they had one like this, and I can't recall one.
I can't either.
Right.
Somebody sent me a message and asked me, it was a female too, and a very intelligent female. She's like, so is this going to be all about men? I was like, oh, here we go. And then she said, well, because I think it should be. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, like we like men need to hear this from other men. Like, females always got a platform to discuss these things because it's okay for them to be transparent and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and it's never been okay for us to do this. I mean, we being from the inner city and from the streets and, you know, like coming up, you know, in some awkward environments. I mean, you know, our definition of success is being tough. not talking, not saying what's up to strangers, not making eye contact, you know, not looking soft, not saying I love you, I appreciate you, you know, not being loyal to our girlfriends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not really caring about family, or, you know, not really harboring love the way we're supposed to overall.
Right.
You know, just the idea that, like, just the idea that if you want to make it out here, you can't show no love.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, and that's the definition of success. I think we was kind of born and bred with, you know, I saw a problem with that. And I think Ken did too, you know? And so I think we just doing what we're doing, to, you know, what I like to call changing the definition, you know, and I've said it before, but if that's the definition of success, and we can change that, you know, or get inspire people to look at it from another angle, we can possibly get people to realize what real success is, and that it starts with the love and the connections and the vulnerability and the transparency and all these things that we need to be real people, instead of trying to succumb to some type of an image that's put to us by society, by media, by history, by any way that they depict us, you know, as anything other than men out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's something that we have to take serious. And I hope these conversations start, and I hope they grow, and I hope the platform gets bigger. You know, I hope we hold live and public forums where me and Ken can sit up and invite a bunch of people to, where we can actually talk about this in person,
right?
And do this from time to time, and really just get the word spread, man. It's a new order now. It's a new way to, we got a new way to live, a new way of communicate. We got a new way of talking to people, a new way of caring, a new way of understanding, a new way of appreciating, a new way of empathizing, a new way of socializing, a new way of loving. You know what I mean? And we got to start right here, you know. And while we're alive, we got a chance to do something. And so everybody not going to understand it, but, you know, the people that want something different, they starting to come forth and say, you know what, I appreciate that show. Right. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Righteous.
You know?
Clap it up.
My bad. I didn't say that. That was the energy. I don't know who said all that. Did somebody write that down somewhere? But, yeah, don't get me started. I might go off on a tangent. Anybody that, you know, talk to me already know. But Shy, anything else, man? Or you?
Oh, man, that pretty much summed it up, man. I just wanted to let you know, you guys know you're doing a good job. And as far as that person, that real quick, that female that said it's just going to be all about men, you know, to define exactly what it's going to be about, it could be, you know, it's two men up there. This is what it is. You got two strong men up there.
Right.
You know, I can feel y'all love and y'all energy. Y'all had that already.
Right.
That's already there. I can feel y'all got that already.
Right.
Y'all go ahead, come on this. Y'all volunteering y'all time. Y'all right. Y'all could be doing something else.
Right.
Y'all time to do this. You know, y'all had other responsibilities in life, man. But y'all feel this to me. Y'all call. This is like a calling, almost, you would say.
Right.
For you guys.
It is, man.
And I feel the passion for both of you guys. Man, you guys are enjoying it, and you feel like it's needed, and you guys stepped up to the plate to fulfill those needs, man. And you're doing it out of love, man. And that's the most important, though, because there's all types of motives that people have for doing things.
Right.
I feel that you guys are doing this out of love.
Right.
It's a lot of people that don't do things in this world, especially as men, out of love, man, as men, maybe for our kids or something like that.
we gotta
give something out of it, you know. But you guys are giving things away out of love, and that's beautiful, man, for men to do that. You know what I mean? So I just hope y'all guys reach a lot of men, you know, because I know that's what it's about. But, you know, men, as men, like you said earlier, man, we have been taught or we have been raised in a society to be hard, to be tough.
Right.
To don't show our feelings, to don't be sensitive, because that sissy stuff, you know, that's weak and stuff like that. So we have hid our emotions, and then when we do confront, then when we do have an emotional outbreak, or when we do show them, it's in the wrong way, because we never got to start to display.
Right.
Toxic.
And so when we get into these relationships and we express our emotions, it's 9 times out of 10, we don't know how to express it from a loving point of view.
Right.
We know how to get mad. Good. We know how to get mad and get upset, and we know how to do those things. But we might not know how to display the loving side and be comfortable with that.
Right.
Because we feel exposed or we feel like somebody gonna take advantage of us if we show up.
Right.
I think everybody, I think as a human being, everybody wanna show love. Everybody right. wanna be loved.
Right.
I believe that.
And that's where we gotta take the time where this same kind of conversation, this is the conversation you gotta take back to your partners and talk this same way. Have that same right. energy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's tough for them to respond to that stuff too, man. Like, you know, I tried sometimes and just like, you know, you just get like crickets, man. Like,
right.
Except with a few select people, you know what I mean? Like my, you know, big cousin and a couple other people, man. But it's difficult to have that conversation. It's too uncomfortable. You right. know, society's taught people, hey, these conversations come up, you run for your life. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what they taught them, yeah. you know? And so they run and, you know, like just today, like somebody asked me a question on social media, I think like somebody was asking me, like some female was asking me a question, like, why don't you, you know, I'm getting a little personal, I hope she ain't listening, but she asked me like, why you act like you don't like me? And I'm like, act, you know what I mean? And so can you elaborate on that? You know, it's like, I don't want to elaborate. I shouldn't have to just answer the question how it sounds. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what I mean? So it's just like that, you know, like, see, I like to get to the, you know, anything I'm involved in, I like to get to the real, I like to break it down all the way right. to the, you know, to the base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'll stop you at one word, act. Wait, what does that mean? Right, first right, off, right. like, you know, and that's hard for people because they don't really right. know what they want to say. They don't really know how to get it across and, you know, how to let you know what it means. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I've never had a problem with this person personally. I really don't know them that well. You know what I mean? Right. But it's just that I just kind of test people to see if they're able to really engage. You know, you want to engage with me, you're going to really engage. Right. We're going to understand every word. First of all, what does act mean? and then that right there, that just blew her up.
Right.
She hated that I asked that. I shouldn't ask no questions. I should already know what she means by act. You know what I mean? You know, and act can mean she could think that I like her and I'm acting like I don't.
Yeah.
Or she could just say, when you come around me, you just act like you don't. You know, I don't know, you know. Right. And so, anyways, that's off subject. But the point is just, the perception, man, and conversation and how people are very, very nervous about really communicating. So, but anyway, Sean, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to get on to the next spot.
All right. And, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you.
Guys do a great job.
All the compliments are appreciated, man. Yes. Much love, Sean.
Yes.
All right. Later.
All right, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Sean said some good stuff, man.
Right.
You know, broke it down for us. He got a good point too, you know, as far as like this conversation and like how it needs to kind of trickle down. It'll be lovely, man, to just change the definition, man. Just
right.
The definition of what we think is.
It's just making like, stuff. I love it. It's making things. It's how it's presented. I feel like it's the thing that we've all been through where one person, your parents or uncle, whoever can be telling you the same thing, but when somebody that you admire a little bit or you mm-hmm. got a little something for and it comes from them, it resonates a different type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll put more thought into it or maybe even put it into action.
Right.
And I think that's the thing is that we like to see mirrors of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what I think something we're able to jump in here and kind of be able to play around a bit with.
Right.
We look like our demographic. We move like our demographic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's real. And we gotta we just gotta have these conversations, man. And it's super, super important. But back to make sure you know the number too, 503-231-8187. You got something you wanna say, you wanna call, you wanna give us some advice or tell us we don't know what we're talking about, then that's fine. Just give us a call and let us know what we're missing and
break it down for us.
Yeah, and help us find it because we still open minded. We don't know everything. We still learning as we go. Our lives are far from perfect.
Right.
So don't ever get that idea. We just all learning and growing together. And the energy just happened to have us sitting up here
right.
and making you think it's us. Like, I don't know who said that other stuff.
I think something, he had mentioned something in there about just people's motives and stuff.
Right.
And understanding the idea that I think everybody has a motive. And I think it gets caught up in this, it gets this negative rap, like you're doing something devious behind the scenes and this is a plot and a plan. I don't feel like any act is really, and this is my personal, this is the views expressed are that of Ken Jones, that there's no true altruism. Even me doing something like giving the shirt off my back to somebody, that's helping them. I'm most likely still getting something from that, even if it's just the joy, whatever little nerve center in my brain is going off, that little reward, I'm still getting something out of that. You know what I mean? And so there's still a piece of it that's self-serving. And I think one of the things that I remember listening to years ago was the idea that we're self-centered. Individually, we're all self-centered. We're self-serving. Take a picture with 30 people in it that you know you're in this picture. When it gets sat down, whose face are you looking for first?
Yours.
I don't care if your daughter in the picture, your mom, you're looking for your face first. That's just what it is. And again, there's not, it's not so, it's only becomes bad when, and a problem when you're not able to get outside of that, when you're not able to think outside of that, when you're not able to deal with people, be able to empathize with people, be able to get out here and maneuver outside of your own self-satisfaction. It doesn't, everything doesn't always have to benefit you necessarily financially. But if it does bring something to you, the smile on people's face, the conversations that you have that can bring, so that, that do a lot for me. You know, that's why we do it. I mean, this conversation that we have on here is no different than the conversation we have offline. These are the same things that I talk to my people about in the same kind of tone. I mean, maybe more colorful, but same tone.
Certain things we can't say on the radio, we might say in person, but, but yeah, that's right, man. That's self-centered, you know, like that really bothers me. It bothers me how selfish people are, you know, and how we were actually, and what bothers me more is that it's not their fault. You know, that's what actually hurts, because they don't even know it's wrong, you know. And so we up here trying to bring awareness, you know, to something, to some issues, some social awareness issues or lack thereof, whatnot, to people who naturally were taught to do that and don't know that it's wrong, and it feels good, you know, they feel good about it. And so, like, you can't just go in somebody, you can't just tell somebody that, you know, like, you're making a grave mistake socially.
And that's the thing, that's when the way you wired, like, going back to what I was saying as far as, you know, you doing something and it's giving you this good feeling. There's people that'll go out and punch a stranger and get that same kind of rush. the chemical happening is the same. And that's where, because this may be how they were taught to deal with frustration. This is how they're taught to, so that there's other people that go to the gym, they work out. There's some people that get frustrated, they go write and make beautiful poetry. It's just different ways of letting that stuff get expressed. And there's definitely ways that are going to help you, and there's ways that are going to inhibit what it is you're trying to do, if you're even trying to do anything with life. But that's where these conversations of letting people know you don't know what you don't know is huge. All right, quick, we got a little caller tapping in again.
Okay, we got Susanna calling in. We're going to tap in with her and get some information.
Yes.
Get some energy. Susanna, you there?
Hey.
Hey, thank you for calling. It's a Calculated Conversation Show. We appreciate you. You got some input for us?
Yes, I do. So I was listening. I'm echoing right now. Hold on. I was listening earlier, and how you guys were implementing the masculine, and how you guys were talking about how the masculine and the men implement that they aren't able to reflect their emotions or their empathy because we're bred that way, and how females genetically are bred to be more emotionally in tune. And I was kind of talking about this on my Instagram the other day, on how the masculine shuts down their intuitive side because they've been bred to not listen to their emotions. So they've been bred to, okay, I'm strong, I'm a man, this is how it's supposed to be. Somebody had mentioned earlier how the masculine also, you know, ignoring how they feel or running away from their situations or cheating on their girlfriends, things like that. I think that this generation is specifically has almost been bred to be careless. For so many like generations, I say the past 3 years, it's been cool to be stupid. So you know what I'm saying? It's a facade. So the men, like, you know, skinny jeans and let's act stupid, and like the intelligent level of the men have been so oppressed that the female have, like, they've taken over in a like almost in a certain perspective. I'm going to say that from a female way.
Okay.
And I think that we're almost trying to balance it out. There's a lot of masculine also that's understanding, you know, this is wrong. This is not how this generation should be. We need to change it up. Specifically, the both of you. I think that what you both are doing is beautiful. It's amazing. We need more people doing this. But I think specifically, as masculine men, it's important for you guys to be a collective and to start speaking out to people about these sort of things, because the feminine needs to hear it from the masculine.
Right.
So I don't think that it should be, you know, that it's bad that it should be all about men or anything from that perspective, because I think we need that.
Yeah.
But I think as far as the masculine and how the consciousness is evolving, I think the both of you, how you guys are presenting, you know, the show is very positive. I think that we need that, especially in the community.
Right.
But the feminine, I've noticed too, you know, someone had mentioned earlier, the feminine, we have, you know, the vocal cords and all the things, the time and how we could spend time and emotions with our friends and explore our emotions, but the men, they don't. So I thank you both for being very expressive towards that, and it's a good show.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, truly, truly. Thank you. We need that energy to keep going and make sure that we know we're doing the right thing, you know?
Definitely, definitely. All right, y'all.
Appreciate you, Susanna. Thank have a good you. One.
You too. All
right. Yeah, we need to be able to sit around and have a Hennessy cry fest.
No, we really do. I'm working on that, man. Yeah. I got a men's group, man. I'm gonna put that I'm gonna get your help together. Because I think, you know, I didn't realize how important that was. You know, I was on I told you I was on the post the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was my boy Mike Capes, and he was saying like, you
shout
know,
shout out Mike.
Yeah, Mike Capes. Shout out to my guy, man. Definitely a young factor in the town, man. Super positive, inspirational. Mm-hmm. Very deep and talented, man. Definitely a treat to the city. His post, he said, you know, basically, you know, prayers out to anybody that's struggling with something, you know, emotionally, mentally, financially, whatever, intimately, I don't know. I just threw that in there. But, you know, and it's like, and I didn't see nothing but men get on the post, you know what I mean? I was thinking like, man, so like, do we really not have a place to go talk about this stuff?
Not at all.
You know, and it crossed my mind, like, we don't have that, you know? And so I was like, man, that's something we got to put together, man. Yeah. Like, you know, we need that. And, you know, change the way that we express our frustrations, hopefully, you know, and get us to, again, be mindful.
Right.
Because a lot of times, I think that's why a lot of us have gotten in trouble, mostly because of the way we express ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's nobody to be, you know, to hold us accountable. It's not, you know, a lot of us, let me not say a lot of us. I don't know many people that have this huge family that they're able to go talk to their grandpops, talk to their dad. Right. You know, it's one thing you can have conversations with your mom and your aunts, but they've never been men. So it's a bit different, right. You know. So not having that set up to really go back and forth and exchange, and then, you know, with your partners, the way we operate, it's like, you know, we might know somebody going through something, and we just come and try to turn it up with them one time.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to sitting down with them.
Right.
And that's our cycle. That's how we deal with it. And then we wonder why this little thing triggers something. And now we done blew up in a way that don't even make sense
right.
to us or anybody around us. Mm-hmm. But it's all that pent up whatever over the time, because right. you can't be anything but solid.
Right.
You can't waver. You know what I mean? You show too much emotion. You give off a certain type of not even a certain type of vibe. You just being true to yourself and feel what you're feeling right. and communicate that. There the feedback that you'll get from that is rarely going to be positive. That's especially as a young man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being in these inner cities and so on. And I'm sure this plagues other places outside of just the inner city. I'm positive of that.
Yeah.
But that's the place that I know the best. Right. And so understanding that, that being a thing, we go into adulthood and we trying to figure this out. I mean, luckily, you know, it's more of us. I think that's one of the good things with social media is we've been introduced to a lot of things that open our mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Concepts mm-hmm. and so on that have allowed us, for people like us who like to dig deeper into it and try to find out more right. about a thought, an idea, a new phrase, a term, whatever it may be, it's opened us up to so much more. Right. And because of that, we've had to start exploring ourselves.
Right.
And absolutely. Exploring ourselves, we've become more comfortable with ourselves, and we're not tripping off of what it is that you may take this as.
Right.
If I'm presenting this to you and I'm giving you some of the vulnerable me, I feel like that's the biggest thing I can give you. I was right. my tough self, like my knuckles will show you, like I didn't give a lot of people the other side.
Right.
But me coming over here and exposing something, making myself vulnerable, opening up, I feel like that's heavier.
Way heavier.
I'm giving you a way heavier piece of me than the tough guy act.
Right. That's way heavier, man.
Right.
That's that's being mindful. That's using your head. That's thinking forward. That's growing.
Right.
You know, that's your your progression to be a man.
Man.
You know, and it's a wonderful thing to see that, you know. But yeah, like you said, that's not when you're actually able to achieve that and experience that,
yeah.
You know, society is not taught to respect that.
Right.
You know, that's weak.
Right.
That's soft.
Right.
That's feminine. You know, meanwhile, you know, we stand in touch with the world and we definitely helping people, man, and, you know, inspiring people, you
yeah.
know, and I think that's what more important than being seen as soft or
right.
weak.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, and again, like, that's just what people may or may not think. It's right. not like they come and tell us that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't reading his stuff. I'm not talking to him.
It's funny because I say this all the time, like, you know, I done been in some crazy, you know, craziness like all the rest of us and ain't flinched, ain't showed. But let me watch a movie and a dog come up to his owner and put his paw on his shoulder, and I done got very choked up.
Right.
And it's weird the things that do. It's like I got an emotion that created an emotion, right. but right. I done sat and watched some of the craziest stuff happen in front of me, like, oh,
right,
yeast, and kept it going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just took some of the worst losses and just had to keep it going, you know? But again, these things, as far as these conversations, being able to have these with our partners, the men and the women, you know what I mean? Just people in general having these conversations, I think more so though on the masculine energy, understanding the toxic masculinity, you know, we those pieces in there where it is about your attainment of things, you know, whether that's we're looking at women as things, we're the cars, the things that we think this is what gives us the status,
right.
you know what I mean? Not caring about any of it. But this is what gives us our status as opposed to what we stand on, our morals and our beliefs. You know, the people around us, can they count on us?
Right.
Can they really feel that we will have them in their time of need? You know what I mean? So,
right. I think that's where those things is where people, you know, and when it comes down to love, I still think people crave it. You know, I just don't think they understand the definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like even when you attaining, you know, these material items, you know, this money, these cars and all this fancy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately what you're saying is you're looking for love.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because hmm. you want love to radiate back from you having those things
hmm.
Instead of radiating love from inside of you and then attracting those things anyway.
Jeez.
Based off real love.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets deep, man.
Jeez.
But
okay.
So, yeah. And so, you know, it's just something I thought about, man. It just kind of makes sense, you know, and eventually they're going to understand when life is short or we at the end of our rope. We will understand just how important love is,
man.
You know, and treating people right, you know, because that's when you're going to be in need and that love is going to need to be returned. So the question is, how much did you really give out, you know? And so we got to look at that, you know, and it's love and it's death, man. And you know, why we here and we got a short amount of time, your best to understand love. Don't mean you can't be rich or have money or whatever. Just make sure that you spread that around, you know, you give that to people and you give it freely. And if you don't get it back, don't worry about it. The universe will pay you back. People don't always do it.
Righteous.
You know? And so you just keep that in mind and don't get frustrated, you know? And stay loyal to yourself, you know? Well, we coming close to the end of the show.
Yeah.
You're going a little deep. So.
Right. We still got a couple of seconds. So if anybody got a little thing they want to get off their chest.
Somebody call. You got like a couple of seconds. 503-231-8187. Ain't nobody been in love out there? I don't believe it. Ain't nobody. I know somebody out there thinking.
Right quick. So why we getting to this point in the show? I want y'all to make. We finally start getting stuff set up. So now we got the we got a Facebook page set up.
Oh yeah, we got the Calculated Conversation page set up now on Facebook. It's a I think it's a fan page now. Yeah. And so we post in all the shows, any events we are part of. You can post questions. You can post advice. You can post feedback. Mm-hmm. And again,
Make this go.
Yeah, and this is going to be cool. And we're going to, the YouTube page is coming soon.
Yeah, the YouTube page will be up. That's going to be under the Calculated Conversation also. We also got a Twitter going. Right. And that one is at Calculated Talk.
Right.
So that we had to shorten the name for that one.
Okay, I Calculated Talk on Twitter.
Yeah, that's on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, so stay in touch, man. You know, we want to make this show, we want to make it fun and informative and get everybody in union, you know, so that we can, you know, start to relate better and start to connect on better levels. And, you know, we all got a lot of work to do. You know, if you think you don't got no work to do, you being dishonest with yourself. You know, you have work to do as far as your society, as far as your people, as far as your loyalty, you know, as far as your love, as far as your concern, as far as your consideration. You know, we all are not doing enough, you know, bottom line, and we need to, and we need to think about that. And even if you think there's okay, we're going to take John real quick. Let's go. John, you there?
Man.
Hey, thanks for calling the show, man.
Hey, you bet. I just flipped this on about 8-10 minutes ago, and okay. I'm just like, this is some of the best radio I've ever heard, man.
Man, you're going to make me cry, John. Don't do that.
Right. Getting misty.
I haven't been in this town more than 4 years, but, you know, I want to be part of the solution, and guys are definitely leading the way on that. So that's all I'm going to say. Thanks.
Oh, man, that means the world, John. Thank you so much, man, for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh man, he just made my night.
Right,
man.
That was dog. That was the dog putting his paw on the shoulder right there. That was that's what that was.
Johnny here. that was amazing. What a wonderful way to end the show.
Right. And so for our listeners out there who happen to not frequent the social media platform, I want to take a second to make sure you guys know the Gmail, which is calculatedconversation@gmail.com. That way, if you got some input, you can just shoot us a question. If you don't have a social media platform, you just feel more comfortable sending an anonymous email with a question or a concept, idea, whatever it may be.
Another call?
Oh.
All right. Well, you know what?
We got another
one.
One
more.
And another one.
All right. Who's on the line? Oh, they said, not today. First of all, I didn't even call you.
Star 6-9.
All right, first of all.
This is Peter.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
How's it going? Thanks for calling, sir.
Oh, doing well. No, I really appreciate the respect and all that. You guys are, like, talking this amazing, amazing, very important things that, people, including myself, like, as an artist, like, it's hard to speak about things like emotions and, you know, status is like this self-complacent process where people like fall into this thing where they want to like prove something, but they might be hiding some certain things and they want to like purchase something that helps them represent or whatever.
Yes.
But like sharing that love and all that, I really appreciate it. I'll take the point off here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. Oh man, Peter, John, they chimed in.
Oh man, my cup is full right now. That's
all right. Where's my cup at? Man, that was wonderful. Man, like this is you know, real quick. This is why we do this. Like we just want to do is connect. You know, like we're not better than nobody. Like we're not perfect. We just want to connect with people and try to build these bridges. There's bridges that need to be built that people don't understand. You know, and we think that we don't have the tools because we weren't taught we weren't taught that we actually possess them, and we have them.
Right.
We just ain't open up to. Okay, great. One more thing. We actually going on to the show. Calculated Conversations over at 8:00. There's a show coming up right after this called The Melting Pot. And you might want to stick around because we will be doing a short interview on there as well to some of the Melting Pot's listeners.
Yeah, around that 8:30 spot.
Right. We want to make sure that we calculate the conversation there so you can continue to listen if you want to. And so we appreciate everybody. You know, again, it's just all we want to do is get a conversation going. We just want to get people thinking and maybe kind of challenging what you thought you've always knew was right, and maybe, you know, open your mind up to a possible new way of maybe connecting with people and seeing how it works for you. You might build bridges that will take you right where you needed to go. Man. You know, we could be our own enemy. We have to open up. We cannot let society tell us that we can't communicate with people because they're indifferent or because we don't understand something or because we never seen them before. Like, open up, you know, let you open up and let the universe open up to you, man.
And open up with us too. Help us grow too. That's
yeah, please the spread the message, spread the page, or, you know, like, just right. You know, keep people interested. If you got friends or family that could connect with the show, I mean, please let them know about it, because we don't plan on stopping no time soon.
Not at all.
So that's the show, man. We appreciate y'all. It's much love. Calculated Conversation, David Jefferson, co-host Ken Jones, man. We appreciate y'all. We're going to keep it coming, man. Much love, man.
And I'm going to do one quick rundown with the social medias again.
Oh, that's right.
So we make sure y'all check out the Facebook page. It's the Facebook fan page, A Calculated Conversation. We at Twitter, at Calculated Talk. And we also got the email, calculatedconversation@gmail.com. So go ahead and shoot that stuff out. Let us connect with you on all these different platforms and all that stuff. Right. So with that being said, we're going to get ready to clock out of here. Right. Y'all have a good rest of your evening. I hope all things are great, prosperous, and so on.
And don't forget to express yourself, man. Please, let them know how you feel. Just be, you know, conscious about it. It's a wrap.
This is KBOO Portland.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up.